With its ultimate death toll in the tens of millions, the First World War was unmistakably one of the bleakest chapters in all of human history. And yet in 1914, in the darkness of a bitter December night, somehow a beam of light shone through. It occurred amid battlefield corpses and the miserable waterlogged trenches of Flanders, Belgium, 75 miles north of France, where Allied troops tried to repel the invading Germans. The story, told in the voice of a homesick British soldier, was memorialized in Christmas in the Trenches, a Grammy-nominated folk song by John McCutcheon.
It was the first Christmas of what was then called the Great War, and people were convinced that it was going to be over by Christmas. We'd all be home by Christmas.
To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear, I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away.
Here they were, Christmas Eve, and they're not with their families. They're in some godforsaken, muddy field with a bunch of smelly men. And they, more than anything, want to have a Christmas like they've always had. They want to be surrounded by loved ones. So I think there was a real vulnerability there. It's Christmas Eve, and there's a sense that things stop. You know, you're not working. Even if you don't go to church, you go to church, probably. You have saved all year for this. You know, you've made things, you've bought things, you're going to eat something special the next day. You have all this folklore connected and tradition with this event, and none of it is in evidence. And you add to that, for those to whom spirituality mattered, there was a holiness about this night. And even if you weren't religious, you understood that there was something special about this right here.
Kind of reverence.
Yeah.
I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up.